Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to Ripcord, the Experience podcast. And thanks again for joining me on this wonderful day. We've got awesome rains out in Cape Town in the moment. And it's really something that you can be grateful for. We just got through a major drought of the course for the last couple of months. And this is the first real rainfall we're seeing with that we're hoping starves off that wonderful day zero. But besides that, let's tag into what we wanted to go into. We spoke about the flinch in our previous episode. And essentially, I think I just needed to clarify on a few points concerning. Essentially, we spoke about the flinch and how effective it can become if you can have the right people pointing it out to you and making you aware of it on a daily basis. But I think a bigger aspect of it that I felt I needed to cover was the flinch is the part that you endure before you become successful. And if you can gain the experience from that awareness, either isolated by friends or people that care about you, or just being hyper aware of it by yourself, that will give you the edge that we spoke about in terms of compounding interest with slighting. It essentially makes you that much more diverse and dangerous as a person that can go out and get what they want. So let's just tag in something that's imperative into the effect of the flinch. And that is essentially your friendship circle or the people you consider mentors. You need to be hyper aware of the quality and brand of people that you surround yourself with on a daily basis. When I say this, it has the aspect of both negative and positive connotation. So I'm going to talk at it in terms of a negative connotation first, and then we will walk into what it means to have that positive. They will believe that it is their job to correct you, no matter where they're coming from, how bad the information may be, or the lack of information that they are bringing you could be. But the problem with it is that the intent behind it is not always pure. that is applicable to both. It is not always pure. And that is where the difference comes in having someone that is essentially mentoring you to be better. Before we go on a little bit forward with further with the mentoring you to a positive nature, we just want to talk about the negative side, what it can be construed as in terms of basics. They will never see eye to eye with your ideas. They never want to nurture your ability to do better. They never want to help. And when doing this, help is not conditional. Help is something that sets you up to do better. And because you're doing better, they feel good. And that is the big difference. They will blame it on every other circumstance, i.e. Bad writing. They will blame it on why they think you should have done something else. And you never see them do anything from their side that ever represents that kind of performance to show you the alternative. I can get behind a leader that is failing with me. I cannot get behind a backseat driver that doesn't drive. So, when I speak about negative, these guys are essentially the people in your life that never take responsibility and always have issues with either your success or the success of people around them. And what it has a nature of doing is you will pick up on this quite quickly, because no matter how good or how good things run or go or proceed to be in your life or theirs, there's essentially always something to complain about. And it is a mindset. It is honestly a mindset that you need to be hyper aware of if you are spending that amount of time with a said person, that it could be bad for you. And when I say this, I don't mean for you to go in there and cut off essentially what that friend is to you. But I mean, there are aspects of it that you need to realize that being around it as often as you probably are right now is not good for you and your mindset long term. So I need to reiterate this just so that we're on the same page. It does not mean you cut them out of your life. If they are some of your longest warranted friends that have been coming up with you since the start to where you are now, if it's your mother that is just negative all the time and doesn't quite get certain aspects of your life, then you have to be okay with that, and you need to realize that you can't change their outlook on the situation that they are currently living. You can give them the tools, you can give them the information, but at the end of the day, they need to make the decision. And forcing that upon yourself is not healthy. So let's go into what it means to have a mentor in your life. Mentors are exceptionally people that will drive you to do better. But they will have done it, having done and shown to you what it means to be stable, what it means to be good, what it means to have given you advice that carries through the weight that you're currently sitting with. And because they've done it before, it becomes an easier run at the road that you wouldn't have to have done by yourself. And the best part about mentors in your life is they give you the necessary foundation and building blocks in order to move forward the way that they would have moved forward. Now, it's up to you to decide whether or not you decide to take on and run with that. Because what has happened with it is the part that you need to understand is they have obviously used this method to get to where they are. And that is why it is so important that you find mentors and you find people that you can aspire and look forward to. Off the top of my head, I can think of an uncle or two that really does this. I can think of one of the lead marketing guys that I currently came out and just helped me get up and off my ass when it came to developing my marketing strategies for my business. And these are the kind of people that, despite things not going well, will be around to help you out and follow through with you. So that's what you need to be aware of. So there's just something I do want to tag on when concerning a mentor. And the biggest aspect of it that gives it away, whether this person is a mentor or that bad friend that just doesn't step up, is normally the condition that comes with you doing and receiving that tailored time from them. Sometimes it can hurt and you don't realize that the severity of that condition is something that isn't given without a heavy heart. And I'll say something like, if you go out and you say something along the lines of you're getting married in September and you're excited about it, but you're also saving for a house. That mentor will say to you, I believe it's important that you have your own place to stay, and you should do this in order to make sure that your relationship has the right footing to get out the door. But what I'll do for you is, I'll essentially pay for Airbnb if you can guarantee that your house is purchased before your wedding date. That is the kind of push that you need in order to push forward as a mentor. Now, when we say something like this, it's the other opposite side of the coin could be something along the lines of this. It could be something along the lines of this. I would like to pay for your suits if I get definitive reign over this aspect of the wedding. Is that okay? That is a condition that does not meet the mentorship condition, because it doesn't push you in order to be better, and it comes with a conditional agreement. It's a contract that you don't want to get into, and that is where that negative aspect of things comes in, because if that person is there for the right reason, they will be giving you that money for said suit in order to have it so that you don't have to stress about making that money arrive out of somewhere without stressing and worrying about it. You know, no condition. Another good example was I went and I asked my best man for my wedding to come and play that role. And what his wife and his life partner said to me is, you guys don't need to worry about the wine. We will sort it out. That is something that often you don't understand the value of in the moment. But when it comes down to it, these are people that are giving to you because they care, because they want to see you do well, because they want you guys to be successful, because they want you to have that wedding feel. It's not a weird flex. It's not anything out of the ordinary in terms of it's just pure appreciation. And that is the difference between what actual mentorship is and friendship of the best kind of people you can have around you, developing you on a daily basis. They give without worrying about returns, and they look for how they can better your life. And that today is truly rare, and that is why it's so difficult to find that kind of person in a mentor. So it's just something that you definitely need to consider with all of this going forward. The other thing with this is I'd really like it if you guys liked and shared this podcast, because I need to get a feel if this is the kind of content that you guys want to see or don't want to see, and if it is the kind of content that you want to hear. It really carries a lot of weight for me to know that. All right, peace. So essentially, final thoughts on things that matter and people we care about when it comes down to mentorship versus good versus bad. A lot of it is subjective, a lot of it is opinion, but at the end of the day, when you get enough of this around you on a positive level, you'll see what is considered good for you and what is considered not so much. It definitely is something that you need to be aware of going forward, and it is something that will carry on in your life on a rotation basis, because good mentors evolve with you and bad mentors will efficiently run out the door when things get a little bit too tough. And that is the difference in quality, in grade, in absolute performance. Because when a mentor knows that he's done the right kind of reinforcement for you, the results will speak for itself. Yeah, this is essentially a ripcord from my live post on podcasting, and thanks for joining us and taking the time to come out and listen once again.